Hi, and welcome to this fairly quick, short, fairly primitive recording concerning my new purchase recently, probably around about the first week in July 2017, of my new Fitbit. So I've moved up from the original Fitbit Flex, which was basically a band with a little inserted unit in it, to the Fitbit Charge 2, which has detachable bands and has a screen with a button that, besides checking your step count, etc., also does your heartbeat. So I thought in this demo, I've just grabbed my Victorita Stream 2nd edition, since I've got to go and have a bit of a walk on the treadmill to let you see what the Fitbit app looks like within Fitbit Charge 2. And I just want to spend a little bit of time explaining to you what the Fitbit Charge 2 looks like, and also the installation process. With the Fitbit Charge 2, I've got it here in my hand, you've got a very comfortable watch style band. I believe it's actually made of quite flexible rubber. It actually feels really nice in the hand. And you can detach these on either side by pressing in a button, and it does up like a traditional watch band would, with the clasp, the pin, and put the actual rest of the loop through the little lip holder, so it doesn't interfere with anything else. Fitbit Charge 2 itself is quite slimline, it's rectangular, goes across your wrist. You've got a glass screen on top, and then on one side of it you've got a small rectangular button that you can push in, and that cycles through the information on the screen. Now, the only intervention that I had to do when I was setting this up, so basically I ran the Fitbit app and I chose to add a new Fitbit, and it detected my Fitbit Charge 2, of course, via Bluetooth. And the other thing I had to get sighted assistance for was the fact that it came up, I believe, with a pairing code on the screen that I then had to enter into the Fitbit app itself. Then after that, the rest of the process was perfectly straightforward, as was the process with my original Fitbit Flex. Alright, so when it comes to charging the unit, my mind at the moment is probably lasting about 4 or 5 days, because I've also enabled via the Fitbit app itself the silent alarms that you can set so that the Fitbit Charge 2 will vibrate on your wrist. This was also available in the Fitbit Flex as well, to, you know, wake up in the morning, or you can set an alarm to remind yourself about a particular event, etc. The charging mechanism is a USB cable, which is then fixed wired to two spring-loaded clasps on either side of a central element where the Fitbit itself sits into. On the bottom of the Fitbit Charge 2 itself, where you've got the heart sensor and so on, also the spot where it actually slides into these, or between these two clasps to charge. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to press the clasps, push them down on the bottom either side, so the top part of them actually open up like a bit of a flower, and I'm going to put the Fitbit Charge 2 in between the both of them and just drop it in. So now the little square part on the bottom of the Fitbit 2 is actually sitting in the indented square between these two clasps, and if I let it go, you can hear a bit of a click. Now, the way it also holds the Fitbit into the right place as well, besides sitting down in the middle there, is that on one of the clasps is a little hole, and that's where the little rectangular button that I said you use to scroll for information on the screen, that fits into this little slot hole on the side of one of the clasps, again to hold it steady. And of course, when it's charging via the Fitbit app, I can tell how much charge the unit's got, whether it's full, medium or low. And of course, you also get an email alert when the battery is very low to let you know to go and charge the unit back in again. All right, so let me just take it out of the little charging unit here. So I'm going to push the clasp in on the bottom so the top opens up, and just pull the Fitbit up and it's off. All right, so let me put that aside for the moment. Okay, so let me just put the Fitbit on my wrist. And I'm going to do it up so it's nice and comfy, and it's ready to go. So let me take the Victorita Stream 2nd edition here into my lounge room, and I'm just going to go and step up on the treadmill. Now, I've currently got my other iPhone plugged into the treadmill speaker, so you should be able to hear this when I activate the Fitbit app. I'll just turn the treadmill on first though. So
So let me just go to one of the handlebars here and just press the increment speed up button. Hey Siri, open Fitbit. If I start at the top of the screen, then this is most of the information you would have gotten in the Fitbit app if you actually used the Fitbit Flex before. But of course, you've also got the heartbeat monitoring now as well, which is direct time. So let me just go to the top of the screen.
Fitbit Charge 2 connected, battery full.
So Fitbit Charge 2 is connected, battery is full, and that's where it's going to start saying medium, which it actually says for quite a few days, and then of course low. Slow my speech down before we go any further.
Speaking rate, 67%, 67%, 52%.
Flip to the right again.
1,943 steps, 22% of goal.
So 1,943 steps. I flick to the right.
0 floors, 0% of goal.
And flick back to the left, I'll get my current step count.
1,961 steps, 22% of goal.
Yeah, so 1,961. The only thing I wish that VoiceOver would somehow trigger on an element change. That's just my treadmill beeping every minute. So I flick off it again.
0 floors, 0%
flick
of goal.
Back to the left.
2,021 steps, 22% of goal.
Okay, so 2,021 steps, etc. Alright, so let me flick to the right.
0 floors, 1.5 kilometres, 22% of goal. Button.
1.5 kilometres, flick to the right.
1,138 calories burned.
That's my calories.
46%
burn.
Of goal. 17 active minutes, 42% of goal.
Okay, button. 17 active minutes, flick to the right again.
Today. Button. Share icon. Button. Go to yesterday. Exercise. 4 of 5 days. Weekly exercise. Button.
Okay, I can check my weekly exercise. Flip to the right again.
Sleep. 6 hours, 34 minutes. 1 hour, 28 minutes awake. Button.
Oh, gee, I was a bit restless this morning. So basically, the sleep monitoring, and I think my Fitbit Flex did this as well. Now, when I flick down to the heartbeat, this is real-time heartbeat monitoring. So if I flick to the right.
Hourly activity. 0 of 9 hours. Heart rate. Current heart rate, 81 beats per minute. Resting heart rate, 56 beats per minute. Button.
So resting heart rate, 56. Current heartbeat, 81.
Heart rate. Current heart rate, 82 beats per minute.
So it's going up.
Resting heart rate, 56 beats per minute.
So if
button.
I speed up the treadmill.
Heart rate. Current heart rate, 83 beats per minute. Resting heart rate, 56 beats per minute. Button. Heart rate. Current heart rate, 86 beats per minute. Resting heart rate, 56 beats per minute. Button. Heart rate. Current heart rate, 92 beats per minute. Resting heart rate, 56 beats per minute. Button. Heart rate. Current heart rate, 97 beats per minute. Resting heart rate, 56 beats per minute. Button. Heart rate. Current heart rate, 101 beats per minute.
Okay, so
resting heart rate, 56 beats per minute.
Monitoring
button.
Of your heartbeat.
Heart rate. Current heart rate, 104 beats per minute. Resting heart rate, 56 beats per minute. Button. Heart
so
rate. Hourly activity. 0 of 9 hours. 250 plus steps per hour. Button.
And then basically the rest of the Fitbit application is pretty standard for all Fitbits. So if I go down the bottom left-hand side, tabs.
Selected. Dashboard. Tab. 1 of 5.
So I've got dashboard, which is the screen we're on. I flick to the right.
Challenges. Tab. 2 of 5.
That's challenges to doing challenges with friends or virtual challenges. Flick to the right again.
Guidance. Tab. 3 of 5.
Guidance is to be guided through different exercise routines. Flick to the right again.
Friends. Tab. 4 of 5.
Friends to challenge your friends and see how they go. Flick to the right again.
Account. Tab. 5 of 5.
And account. Alright, so that might do my little quick demo. So I'm just going to turn my treadmill off. And grab the Victorator Stream 2. And that'll complete the demo that I said at the beginning of using the Fitbit Charge 2 with VoiceOver on my iPhone. So as usual, thanks for listening and bye for now.